Eight dogs sit obediently in the cafeteria at the Ouachita River Unit. Each is flanked by two men in all-white uniforms, and except for the occasional glance down or pat to their furry companion, they're listening intently to today's dog trainer.
She likes to play. So what you have to do is you have to play with her mind a little bit, and you have to make it not so predictable.
The inmates are participating in the Arkansas Department of Corrections program, Paws in Prison. The premise is simple: rescue dogs from shelters at risk of euthanization, allow prisoners to train them, and find loving homes for them. Carrie Kessler trains the inmates here in Malvern and at another prison. Using American Kennel Club standards, she teaches the prisoners basic obedience training once a week.
The number one reason that dogs go into shelters in the first place is because they had no training, or a lack of training, or lack of manners. And this is a way that we can truly make a difference with the homeless dogs in Arkansas.
The program is currently in five Arkansas prisons, with 25 to 30 dogs being trained at any given time. The first class of dogs graduated in February, and now inmate trainers are having their hand at a new canine. Department spokeswoman Shay Wilson and assistant director Dinah Tyler were instrumental in getting the program running. And like many ADC employees, Tyler's adopted a Paws in Prison pup.
It is probably one of the riskier things we've ever done, to put dogs inside of institutions where there are convicted felons. And if we hadn't seen it work other places, we probably wouldn't have believed it. But the impact they have on the institution and the inmates and even the staff is profound.
Assistant Warden Jeremy Andrews helped hand-pick trainers based on good behavior. He's been tracking the prison's grievances.
In a setting such as a prison, there's always going to be staff that tell inmates to do things and they don't want to do it, and there's going to be complaints about staff maybe not treating an inmate the correct way or abiding by the rules. And since we have instituted this program, those numbers have gone down because it creates more of a teamwork type atmosphere between staff and inmates. It's hard to walk down the hallway and see an inmate walking a dog and not smile.
Andrew says the program has helped increase security in the prison. The inmates train the dogs in pairs. Sean Foltz is training a 9-month-old pup named Tyson. Tyson is having a little trouble in today's drill. Foltz, like the other inmates, keeps his dog with him at all times, except in the lavatory and eating facility, for a 24-hour shift, alternating with his partner. Foltz spends about 2 hours a day training Tyson. He says caring for Tyson has given him a sense of responsibility again.
Each and every one of us that's in here has done something very bad, no matter what it is. And this is a chance for us to give back and do something good, kind of redeem ourselves. And yes.
Foltz says Tyson knows everyone in the barracks and treats them as family. He says hugging on the dog makes even the hardest prisoners lighten up.
And it gives a convict something to show affection in a place where men are not supposed to show affection. We can love these dogs and not be ashamed.
Department spokeswoman Shay Wilson says Paws in Prison not only teaches inmates a new skill and helps with their reentry into society, it helps the men and women who aren't going home.
You need a dog trainer to have another person?
I'm talking about like the guys in here.
Joe Prowley asked for some particular advice about King Leonidas, Leo for short.
I've been in the system 25 years. Before they started the program a couple of months ago, I told the warden, when this meeting's over with, you can lock me up. I said, I'm tired, I'm through.
The warden suggested Prowley might be interested in an upcoming program. Prowley says training a dog changed his life behind bars.
Like I said, I have a life sentence. I took a person's life, basically intentionally. Not, there were circumstances, but basically intentionally. And this is the same thing that we're doing here, saving the dogs. And we can save some of these dogs. And that's what I want to do. I want to save them.
Wilson says they'd like to expand the program to more prisons. She says select inmates will soon have the opportunity to take a 6-month course to learn how to train assistant dogs for veterans. With an abundance of inmates interested in becoming trainers, Wilson says the only thing holding back the program is funding. No tax dollars are used, so fundraising is how the trainers and dog supplies are paid for, and Wilson says they need more. She says the program is a win-win for all involved.
They are able to train these dogs basically
that's 8 weeks ago were at risk of being euthanized, and give them a second chance at life. If the Department of Correction is about anything, it's about second chances, and it's about second chances for inmates and now these dogs.
For FM 89 News, I'm Beth McAvoy.